Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
And welcome to Ogallala, Nebraska. It is time for Chadron Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR as we're live here in the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out here at the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. Oh, this should be a fun one tonight. Chadron Cardinals 4-0, rocking and rolling throughout their regular season. They run up against the Ogallala Indians, 1-3 on the season. Their one win did come against Broken Bow, who is since won their last two games. The Chadron Cardinal team. Yeah, if you want to talk about the Chadron Cardinals right now, you can just talk about Quinn Bailey for a minute. Quinn Bailey, 391 yards away from breaking the 5,000-yard mark, which has become the 60th player in the state of Nebraska history to do that. Does he get it tonight? I don't think so. Hopefully he doesn't next week when they're back home against Chase County and the Longhorns next Friday night at Cardinal Field. They're going up against this Ogallala team that they've had a struggle of things. Their one win this season has came against Broken Bow. Yes, Broken Bow's 28-26 win for the Indians against Broken Bow. But they've had the upper hand of late against the Chadron Cardinals. Haven't won the last few games, including back here in Ogallala a few years ago on October 7th, a 38-31 decision here in Ogallala. Last year in Chadron, it was a 22-14 win for the Indians at Cardinal Field. We're just about 28 minutes from the start of this game. We'll go ahead and take our first break. You're tuning in. Chadron High School football on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Welcome back to Ogallala as we're getting you set for Chadron versus Ogallala here on 610 AM KCSR and ChadRad.com. Chase Thompson here with you on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Gorgeous night on tap. It is hot. Well, I'm not going to say gorgeous because it is hot. It is sweaty. Oh, man. Feels like late August down here in Ogallala. But the Cardinals, They're going to run a run power attack going up against another run power attack from Ogallala. If you want to think about a previous team that we've seen so far, thinking about Mitchell, thinking about Broken Bow, think about those couple of teams that we're going to see tonight. Ogallala has not thrown the ball much this season. A total of 103 passing yards, including last game where they didn't even have any passing yards in their loss against the Gearing Bulldogs, which was a 26-8 loss to the Gearing Bulldogs. That game was here in Ogallala, part of a two-game home stretch for the Ogallala Indians. Now the Shannon Cardinals. Last week they had a pretty good matchup against the Gothenburg Swedes. Looking through the stats from that game, 375 yards. Only 24 of that was through the air from Tobin Lanny. He went 3 for 3, 351 rushing yards. 324 of those came from star running back Quinn Bailey of the third. Time a Shattern High running back has rushed for north of 300 yards. All three of those are from Quinn Bailey. Two of those have happened this year. The Shattern Cardinal team looking to continue their stretch, ranked fourth in the Lincoln Journal Star C1 rankings, seventh in the NEB Preps Coaches Poll. The Lincoln Journal Star is Chris Basman. The Coaches Poll, of course, is with coaches across the state of Nebraska. Super Apostle from the Omaha World Herald does not have this team ranked, but one of the rivals, Sydney, is up in the top five of every single poll right now. The Sydney Red Raiders looking good. In fact, the way the schedule's working out, not trying to foreshadow, but maybe I am. Could be having a showdown in Shattern at the end of the season. We got about 24 minutes until we get this one rolling here from Gothenburg. Ogallala. We'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Welcome back to Ogallala. We're getting you set for the Shattern Cardinals and the Ogallala Indians here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. One of the few games we have tonight on the Shadrad family of stations. They're doing the point toss right in front of me. Ogallala will receive the first half kickoff. Shattern will be looking into the sun, which this field orients east to west. So the sun will be in the eyes of the players through the first quarter and a half or so. Sun due to set around now. We're a little bit further east, so I'd say probably 6:50, 7 o'clock here in Ogallala. So Ogallala will get the ball to start things on this hot night. We'll take a look at your Skywatch weather for this evening here in Ogallala. We'll be about halftime before the sun sets. I forgot that we're only at 5:30 here in Ogallala. But a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for the rest of the evening here in Ogallala. We're going to get down to the upper 60s throughout this game. It is currently 86 degrees here in Ogallala. It feels every bit of that this evening. But we'll drop down to the mid 60s by the time we're all said and done. More than that, if you're hanging around, driving around the area, by the time we all get back around midnight tonight, it'll be upper 50s to mid-50s in the Chatham area. Sun is shining bright, no wind, no chance of rain, as we have seen throughout the past month or so in the Nebraska Panhandle. But Chatham definitely has the jersey advantage for tonight, wearing their white socks, black numbers, black pants, overall has black helmets, and solid orange uniforms for this game tonight. A hot one on tap. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back. When we come back, my interview with head coach Michael Sandstrom of the Chatham Cardinals. You're tuning in Chatham Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chatham, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatham, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show. I'm now talking with the head coach of the Chatham Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Coach, you guys had a pretty dominating performance against Gothenburg back on Friday night. Talk about that game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a few things that we'd like to improve on. You know, the kickoff issues flared their head again, but I think we're figuring out some of that stuff. And so, but otherwise, defense played excellent. They didn't give up any points. The offense played pretty well. I thought we ran the ball well, and we passed the ball when we needed to. And so, I thought we did a pretty good job taking advantage of what we needed to.
Your defense is only allowed two. Well, your team is allowing one touchdown per game. Your defense is only allowed two touchdowns total so far this season. What's been the biggest deal about your defense doing so well?
Well, I think it's really three things, which kind of incorporates the entire team. So basically, the answer comes down to they've all done a good job, but we've been physical up front, which means teams can't run the ball effectively on us. Our linebackers have flown around and been excellent in almost all areas. I mean, some of the best players on our team are backup linebackers because the starters are doing so well, it's tough to get those kids in the game. So they've done excellent there. And the secondary has been effective. We did give up one play deep against Mitchell, but otherwise we've been very effective at covering up routes and that sort of thing. So really, we've played good at all levels, and that's why we've been so successful so far.
You guys are 4-0 for the first time since 2021. Schedule so far hasn't been as good as what we expected going into the preseason, but you're going up against an Ogallala team that's 1-3, probably better than their record. Talk about what Ogallala is going to do.
Well, I mean, Ogallala, you know, they beat Broken Bow, who most people thought was going to be a pretty solid team to start the year. They've battled with some teams against Gearing. They controlled the ball most of the game. They run the ball really well on offense. They run a double tight, double wing offense that's tough to stop. So we're going to have our work cut out for us trying to, like, be effective against these guys. But I ultimately think we should be able to hopefully stop the run, and then it'll come down to putting points on the board on offense as well. So they're going to come out. They're going to be well coached. They're tough. They always have been. And so we really should hopefully be in a good position, but it'll be an interesting game.
I know you're probably getting tired of me asking this question, but Quinn Bailey put on a show again this past Friday night, 324 yards. He's only 391 away from becoming the 60th man all-time in Nebraska high school football history to crack 5,000. What's it like coaching a player like him?
That many kids have done that?
He would be number 60.
Number 60, well, I guess that's more than I thought. It's a team effort, it truly is. The amount of, you know, how well our offensive line blocks up front and the downfield blocking from our receivers is makes the whole thing special. Quinn would admit that, you know, a lot of his success is also our success. But that's what makes them great as well, because kids are happy to work with him. They like to work with him. He's, you know, a solid kid. And so ultimately, I think, we just kind of work together and battle through stuff, and it works pretty well. But he does make play calling easier, because teams can't really adapt to what we're doing, because anytime they make any changes, Quinn can adapt and overcome that. So it's pretty impressive in a lot of ways.
Your sophomore quarterback, Tobin Landon, he's only looked better and better throughout the season. What have been the changes he's made growing as a quarterback this season?
Tobin's just a worker. He wants to be good. He puts in time. You know, we've still got some things we're really working with him on to try to get better. But he steps up and throws the ball pretty well. He's got a good arm. It's pretty live. There's still some things with him trying to get him to move a little bit back there. He sometimes gets a little set with his feet, but he's a good leader. You know, he's out there, you know, sometimes when he's off the field and we run Wildcat, you know, Quinn has to take the signs, and it just ultimately makes it a little bit distracting for Quinn trying to catch signs and all that stuff. And so Tobin's good at that. He runs the offense well. I know he's only thrown like 7 or 8 passes in the past 2 weeks, but I think we might not have an incompletion in there. I know we had a sack, but so I think he's really shown what he can do as far as that success level.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. We're getting you set for the Chadron Cardinals and the Ogallala Indians here on 690 AM KCSR and Chadron.com. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineup. Spencer Kitchen, place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. Let's go with the Chadron Cardinals, because that's the ones who I know mainly. They're going to come out with Tobin Landon, a 6-foot tall sophomore out of quarterback. Quinn Bailey, 5'8", 180 pounds. Back at running back four. The Cardinals, then back at fullback, Caden Busker, 5'9", senior. Out of wide receivers would be Crane and Bryce Wright. Both are 5'11 sophomores. Dallin Jelinek, a 5'11 senior, and Tobin Rust, a 5'11 senior. On the offensive line would be Zane Cullors and Alex Fisher, 180 pounds. Zane Cullors. Alex Fisher is 215 pounds. At guard will be Owen West, and a new starter for tonight will be Matt Line, a sophomore. And down at center would be Bryson Bickle, a 235 pound senior. John Fitzell is out for tonight, and so is Tobin Meyer. Good prognosis from both of those, about both those guys when I was talking to the coaching staff pregame. But both of them are out. Tobin Meyer did have a pretty big pick in last week's game. Again, we got the first sweep. And on defense, for the Chadron Cardinals, defensive line is Zane Cullors, Owen West, Alan Zelnick, Bryson Pickle, Matt Line, and Alex Fisher. Out of linebacker would be Quinn Bailey, Kaden Busker, and Lane Davidson, Tobin Russ also, and out of defensive back, Brandon Bryson Wright, and with Tobin Meyer out, Chadron told me they were going to go with a little bit more linebacker heavy based on what Ogallala is going to run. So we'll call it that. Our Country Kitchen starting lineup for tonight. Country Kitchen, like a place like home on 10th Street in Chadron. And now for your Chadron Lock Keys of the Game, your local dealer for locks, safe, security, cameras, keys, and more. For Chadron, you got to stop the run tonight. This Ogallala team's going to run the ball. They're going to try to run it down your throat. That's their key. But the thing is, I haven't dropped this stat yet. Quinn Bailey has more yards than the entire Ogallala team so far through four games. In fact, it's not even close. It's over 100-yard difference that Quinn Bailey has compared to the Ogallala Indians football team. Now, if you're Ogallala, can you run it? Can you swing it outside? Chadron's down probably. They're one of their better defensive backs, the one who made the play that kept the game in Chadron's favor last week. Again, Gothenburg. So try to swing it outside. You only got 93 passing yards a year, the Ogallala Indians. Try to see if you can test Nate Young, secondary for the Chadron Cardinals, that just lost one of their best players. Again, for the Chadron Cardinals, their Chadron Lock Key of the Game. Try to manage the run game that Ogallala is going to bring, and try to do it yourself. Try to control the game. They're about to bring the Ogallala team onto the field here. And Ogallala will be wearing black uniforms with white numbers, black pants, black socks, and black helmets. The Chadron Cardinals. On the far side of the field from Nate, are going to be wearing white helmets with the red Cardinal logo on the side. White socks, black shoulders, and black numbers, black pants with white socks. Making a 3-hour drive down from Chadron, Nebraska. It was a nice little drive down our longest road trip of the regular season this year, with getting Gothenburg, Broken Bow, Chase County, all at home this season. This is our longest scheduled road trip of the regular season. If you want to take a look at where the PowerPoints land halfway through the season, Ashland Greenwood is leading everything. Shattering is second, and the second place spot is a four-way tie, which includes Shattering, Columbus, Sydney, and Wahoo. Down at six, Boys Town. Seventh is Milford. Eight, Coastad. Nine, O'Neill. At work, Calhoun. 11, Louisville. 12, Auburn. 13, Alon, Concordia. 14, Central City. 15, Fall City. And 16, Houston. Christian, this fourth. Looking at the PowerPoint team that surprised everybody with cheer, Boys Town. They are looking really good at Reed thinks fourth drive down here today. Boys Town could be a threat at Montauk. Shattered Cardinals. Got a lot of proof, as we know, but they're looking to do it again tonight before they get Chase County at home next week and go on the road for two straight weeks with Lions gearing them to wrap up their regular season. Home game versus Sydney. Yeah, things play out. That Sydney game could have a lot more meaning than just a win. Could be perceived, could be for a high seed, could be for a home field in the first round. Could be a lot at stake going down the rest of the way in this regular season. So you need to get these ones now. So when you play Sydney and you get a Division I opponent, it benefits you a little bit more, whether win or loss, or even when you play here in a couple of weeks. That's two added power points for playing up a division. So the Oklahoma team has come to their near sideline. We're going to stop for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to Saturday High School Football on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. We're getting you set for the Shattern Cardinals and Ogallala Indians. National anthem just completed here in Ogallala. The color guard standing at the west side, 10-yard line, marching their way off the field. Hot night on tap in the upper 80s for a temperature at start time. Again, Ogallala will begin the ball going right to left, which is west to east in this first quarter to begin this game. Shattern will be going left to right, going east to west, looking into that sun. And judging from my view, I still think we got about another hour or so of daylight left here in Ogallala. 90 seconds to go. They'll kick off as the color guard looks their way off the field. Pretty good crowd on hand here on the near side. I can't really see the entire bleacher side on the home side of the stands, which is the north side of the field. On the far side, the Shattern Cardinals. Congrats to the Shattern Cardinals. You have made, you brought a good turnout for this three-hour drive, the longest one of the season. The fight song for the Ogallala Indians is being played. I think it's time for football here on Friday night. Friday Night Lights, once again, my favorite time of the year, and I'm so happy to be with you here in Ogallala. 4-0 Cardinals, 1-3 Indians. I'd say it's time to get this thing going. Kickoff is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. My good neighbor, Tracy Strothrout, and State Farm is there for you. Yes, I just cheered up. I mean, I absolutely love being here with y'all on Friday Night Lights here on 610 AM KCSR and Shatterhead.com. As we've hit the top of the hour here on 610 AM KCSR, Shatter, Nebraska, Shatter Radio.com. Shattering. We'll be kicking the ball off, going left or right on your radio dial. Eyes will be in the sun through this first quarter. They're wearing their home line uniforms with black numbers, with a red cardinal on the side of the helmet. They've got TV numbers on the side, which are white on the shoulder pads, with black around the TV numbers. Ogallala will be going right to left on your radio dial to begin things. Black helmets with white numbers, orange uniforms, black trim around the numbers, and black pants. JT Obando will kick it off for the Shattered Cardinals. Back to deep to receive is Sawyer Smith up top, in front of him by a couple of yards. That is Eden Kane, which will be the starting quarterback for Indians today. Brockton Reed back. Trying to see the fella getting your side, made by Lee. Bando lays ball. There's not even a tee for JT Obando, the freshman, about to kick it off. Thank you for coming on with us for the ride. We are underway. Ball rolls in the near side, gets picked up. Dove on at the 26-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 Indians. Like Lee dove on top of it. It'll be first and 10 Indians from their own 25.5-yard line. They get a second to roll off the clock. Ogallala again going right to left on your radio dial to begin things. They are a run-heavy attack. Last week, again, gearing at 160 yards on the ground. They're one, no, 211 yards on the ground. They're one TD game off the ground. They break the huddle. It's going to be double tight formation. Under center is Kane. This is similar to what we saw against Mitchell, so bear with me if I lose the ball. Kane under center. Brings the man in motion, pitches it out to the right side. It's Smith who runs upfield, comes back near his side. Smith gets to the 50, splits through the tackle. Smith spins around to the other side of the field. He's going to get the to the house. Smith, Sawyer Smith, touchdown, Indians. 75-yard touchdown for the Ogallala Indians on the first play of the game, and Shattering gets punched in the mouth. Only the third defensive touchdown allowed by the Shattering Cardinals all season. The first defensive touchdown allowed in the first quarter. The Cardinals came into the game only allowing less than a handful of first downs in the first quarter, and on the first play, Ogallala goes 75 yards. So Ogallala, I expect to go to two-point conversion throughout the night, and they will for this first one. Eden Kane under center. Brings the man in motion. Chattering is offside. That'll be a half-distance penalty, so Ogallala will probably re-rack to it again. You're Chattering. You got to control that run game. You've seen this type of offense before. Few times, actually. Broken Bow ran it. The first play was very similar to what Broken Bow did to them the entire night. Mitchell was a little bit more spread out when they did this, but it's still the same thing that Mitchell ran, just a lot tighter formation. So you got to be keying off your reads. And when you get an opportunity to make a tackle, you got to wrap it up. Cannot let the hand slip through the shoulder pads as Kane is under center. Brings the man in motion, gets the snap, pitches it out to the back, and does he get in? He needed about a half yard. He did. That was Colby Nowak. Lean rusher for the Ogallala Indians. 8-0 Ogallala. We're 14 seconds into this one. Go ahead and take a pause for a message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank, rooting with you and rooting for you. You're turning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on 610 AM KCSR.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50 just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
One play, 75 yards, 14-second drive for the Ogallala Indians. And the two-point conversion was good as they lead 8-0 over the Shadron Cardinals. Shadron will send Glenn Bailey back deep. They are looking to the song, which I don't know if that had anything to do or not with that broken run to the house for Sawyer Smith, but either way, Shadron is looking at the sun down by 8. Doing the kicking, be Richard Handy. Handy puts it on C, just pooches it to the far right corner. It's caught by one of the Cardinals. He runs upfield, looks for some space, and nearly had a hole. Gets tackled at the 40-yard line. Still looking to see who that was. It was one of the right twins. I believe that was Bryson Wright with the return. So now we get our first look at the Shadron Cardinal offense. Led by Tobin Landon. Glenn Bailey in the backfield with them. Buzzy, Caden Busker. We'll be back there with them. So it'll be a pistol set. Heavy set left with Busker behind him. Actually going two guys behind tackles. And Landon gets snapped. It's Bailey dive up the middle. Glenn Bailey. Yeah, it's 4, maybe 5 yards. Yeah, we'll call it 5 for Bailey. This will be 2nd and 5 upcoming from Cardinal 45. We're 30 seconds into this one. 8-0 for Gowalla. Center now will break the huddle. It'll be 2nd and long, 5 as like a Wildcat. No, it's Landon by himself. Bailey on the far side. Here comes the motion. Landon gets snapped. It's Bailey on the dive. Bailey gets through the first down marker. Gets tackled at the opposing 48-yard line. 7-yard carry for Bailey. And it'll be 1st and 10 from the Ogallala 48-yard line. Bailey already 12 yards. Now down to 379 yards, so he hits 5,000. So it'll be Landon in the shotgun, Bailey behind us, one wide receiver on each side, Buster behind the right tackle. There's a man in the slot, too. And it's a jet sweep, 2-1 on the right wing, cuts upfield, gets across to the Ogallala 40, gets thrown down at the 38-yard line, close to a first down. That is Braden Wright, actually number 11. He also has a kick return. Close to a first down. They are going to give him a first down. It'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from the Ogallala 37-yard line. It's actually 11 for Wright. It'll be Landon in the shotgun. Bailey slot wide receiver near side. He goes in motion, gets the snap. Landon does. Bailey gets it, gets taken out at the feet, reached across. 45 to the 44, so it'll be a 4-yard carry for Bailey. He's averaging over 8 yards per carry this season. Right now, he's sitting at 5.3 this game. That's a generous 4 on that. It'll be a 3, actually. So it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Cardinals. There are heavy shadows going over to that west side end zone, so the sun is starting to peak down as we move along through the night. Landon in the shotgun. Bailey, wide receiver near side. He guns in motion. Landon gets the snap. It's play action. Fakes it. Bailey, wide open man down the right side. No, he throws it up the middle to Buzzy. And he gets ripped down at the 5-yard line. Dannon Busker with a reception. His first of the season. He got ripped down at the 5-yard line. He goes for 37 yards on the completion. It'll be 1st and goal Cardinals. Absolutely no resistance shown so far from Ogallala. That's not to say what happened to Shatter on that first drive was showing any resistance dealer. It'll be 1st and goal from the 5. Pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. One wide receiver near side. Landon gets snapped. Bailey gets the handoff. Runs to the right side. Into the end zone for a touchdown. Cardinals. Bailey goes 5 yards into the end zone. The Cardinals have a chance to even it up. Doesn't get much easier than that for the Shatter Cardinals. No, yourself 65 yards in about six plays. I'm going to make it easy as it'll be a Wildcat formation. Bailey will be in the shotgun, take the snap, he gets it, runs, just runs right, gets in the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. We are tied at 8. 9:07 to go in this first quarter. Shattering in overall, tied at 8 apiece. Overall, I had a 75-yard run from Sawyer Smith to open things up. That went to the house, and then Shattering turns around and goes 65 yards in 6 plays. 2.5 minutes, and we're at 8 apiece. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. This first quarter sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. 8-8 as teams break the huddle to go kick it off. One of the numerous games we have here on Shatterhead Sports Tonight overall on 107.7 KPCY FM and Shatterhead.com. Jeremy Anderson is currently doing volleyball, getting set to go for football tonight. Hayes Springs with Sioux County. As good as they were last year. They did lose a little bit, but they are as good as they were last year. And Sioux County, they competed very well against Potter Dix last week. As Obando kicking off, no tee, again on the ground. Sawyer Smith hanging out back at the 15. Obando runs up, fires it with the right foot. It goes off the foot of Nowak. He just dives on top of it. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Indians at their own 33-yard line. Saturn. On the first play of the game, they allowed Ogallala to go 75 yards through the house. They do run a double tight set, wing formation, 3 formations. Bryson Bickle told me that they do when we were talking back on Sports Weekly on Wednesday night. And you never know what they're going to run. 3 formations, but guess what? They can run probably 50 different plays as under center is in game. Brings a man in motion. Milwaukee gets the pitch, comes to the near side, gets ran, runs through one of the shattered tacklers, gets down to 38-yard line. So that'll be a 6-yard carry for Nowak, who is their leading rusher coming into tonight. So the gain of 6, it'll be 2nd and 4. No, he got a gain of about 4. He's trying to judge it. Yeah, it's a gain of 4 for Nowak. Trying to judge it with my own 2 eyes instead of listening to the PA. It'll be 2nd and 6 for the Indians. Clock ticking, 8:30 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Gain under center. Run. If you wanted to watch a preview of this, you should have watched Army versus Temple last night. Brings Nowak in motion. It's the same play. Nowak with the pitch. Comes near side. Gets upfield. Flips through a guy. Runs right through. A diving Tobin Russ. He does get the first down. God. 6 yards on the carry. Maybe 7. It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Indians. Again, if you want to see passing, tonight's not the night to watch football. These two teams are going to run the ball, and they both run it very well. Gearing allowed a touchdown versus Ogallala last week, and Ogallala didn't even complete a pass. It was 0 for 8. Can't get snapped, especially Nowak, who just cuts up field, gets a 0.5 yard or so. Got tackled by a bunch of Cardinals. First player I see getting up is Lane Davidson, so I'll give him a tackle. It'll be a 1-yard carry for Nowak. It's 2nd and 9. Nowak now with 12 yards. Claire Smith credit for 75 yards. The longer runs you'll see throughout the season and open up the game. What an incredible effort by Smith. With McCain under center, he does have a man behind him. Like Nowak behind him. Brings a man in motion. It's pitched to the right side. That's Sawyer Smith. Smith is swallowed up at the line of scrimmage. He cut back inside. It was met up at the line of scrimmage. He didn't get anything. It's like Tobin Rust in there again. So that run cut Smith's rushing average for 9.5 from 75 to 37. It'll be 3rd and 9 for the Indians. 6:45 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you. this warm Friday night. Hopefully a little bit cooler next Friday night when the Cardinals host Chase County. I'm getting kind of sick of this. As Kane goes under center. Double tight formation. Nowak goes in motion. He gets the pitch. Coming to the near side. Throws the man down, but Nowak gets wrestled out of bounds after a gain of two. Going to make it fourth and seven for the Indians. I don't have many players, so I think it's going to be a little difficult for me to tell if they're going to punt or not. Down and thinking they're going to. Ogallala with only one first down on the night so far. Chatterton with a few. Chatterton's going to keep their big boys out there. Might see a timeout taken by Michael Sandstrom. They're going to have to hurry up. Michael Sandstrom's going to burn a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here in Ogallala as the Indians are going to face a 4th and 9 from their own 48-yard line. Go ahead and take a look at some scores throughout the area. Side lines down in Imperial, taking on Chase County. I believe that's 7 o'clock kick, even though still a pretty good jaunt for Alliance. Gothenburg and Sydney are tied with 8 minutes to go in this first quarter. That game is over in Gothenburg. Chatterton beat Gothenburg pretty handily last week, 22-6. Right now, Northwest, Saint Aurora, 14-0. Columbus, Lakeview, and Schuyler tied. As they just got that game off, looks like Wayne Christian took one back to the house against Milford. Going up the game, Syracuse is leading Fairbury with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Alon Roncalli is beating Omaha Brownwell top at 7-0 early in the first quarter. So Ogallala will go for it from their own 48, 4th and 8. Kane under center. They'll walk on the left side of the double T, brings the man in motion. It's Smith. Smith gets the pitch. Gets cut outside, and he's not going to get anything. 4th down stop for the Shattern Cardinals. Turnover on downs. It was Bryson Wright who came in for the first stop of the play as the Cardinals will get the ball in plus territory to begin their second drive. That first drive, about 2.5 minutes to run, 6 plays, and go 68 yards. General break the hull. Geo 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Landon's in the shotgun, brings Bailey in motion from the near slot. Bailey gets the dive up the middle, runs across the 45 to the 40 to the 39-yard line. Gets 8, maybe 9. It'll be 2nd down and 1 for the Shattering Cardinals, and plus territory down to the Ogallala 39-yard line. Get the Quinn Bailey show go on again. Did pretty good in that first drive at 20 yards on 4 carries, including the 5-yard touchdown run, which was his average on that first drive. Looking out in the same formation. 2 wide receivers near side. Bailey in the slot, landing by himself in the shotgun. 2 behind left and right guard. Bailey comes in motion. It's a handoff to him. They ran this play about 6 or so times, not more. Right, Braden Wright threw a man down. Downfield, but it's the 1st down for Bailey after he got 3. See that where they mark it? Yeah, it's going to be a 3-yard gain for Bailey. Gives him a 1st and 10. 3rd or 4th time that they ran that exact play tonight. They ran that about 12 or so times against Mitchell, and they're going to come out in the same formation. They ran a play action fake off it tonight as well. Ended up being a pass to Kane Busker. 1 wide receiver far side, 2 near side, and Bailey comes in motion from the right slot. He gets it. Jet sweep this time. Cuts upfield, gets popped in the line of scrimmage. What a tackle there. Trying to see who it was with the tackle. That was Sawyer Smith, who came up and rocked him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be a 2nd and 9 for the Cardinals. Sun Stern said a lot earlier than I thought it would, and I am so thankful for that. 4:50 to go in this. Nebraska Bank, 1st quarter. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you in Ogallala. Brad Moore back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios in downtown Shattern. Shattern will break the huddle. Looks like Bailey will be the one who takes the snap. He has Lane Davidson to his left. Dylan Landon on the far side. They did run a duration out of this formation last week. Bailey brings Davidson to his right, gets the snap. Davidson is the fullback. Bailey is a bulldozer. He gets down to the 31-yard line. A 4-yard carry for Bailey makes it 3rd and 5. Third down and six, actually. So that'll be a 3-yard carry for Bailey. Bring Tobin Landon back in. Davidson checks out. He will go to the far side. By himself on the far side. Two wide receivers near side. Like Russ in, one of the right to win. That's Braden Wright. Bailey comes in motion from the far side, gets the handoff, cuts upfield, cuts to the right side, flips through one tackle. Quinn Bailey looking for Pater. Quinn Bailey to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals. 31 yards. Quinn Bailey marches it in. The Cardinals have the lead. Flip through one tackler, saw Pater, and had to put it in the bucket for a touchdown. Cardinals. They will go for two. They've only kicked three extra points this season, made two of them. It's J2 Obando, and I don't see him on the field. Right now, Stoven Landon's taking it time. Now they're going to send out, looks like Lane Davidson with the play call. They're going to have to hurry. I haven't seen the official. They usually give him an extra second or two. So it'll be Landon in the shotgun. I don't see Bailey out there. He's going to hand it off to Davidson. Davidson jumps into the end zone, and he is short. 2-point conversion is no good. Cardinals lead 14-8. We're at 3:38 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. We'll keep it here. Here in Ogallala. Shattern Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care. Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Drive it. Financial expert. Financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today. And Scooter's Coffee. Try their world-class espresso melded with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating a perfect medley in a cup. The encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. 3:38 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. 14-8 Cardinals. As JT Obando puts the T on the left side of the hashes. Lay the ball flat. There's actually a T out there this time. So Lord Smith back deep. Hanging out. Back at the 15. It's a swoop kick up the middle. I might have hit one of the Indians, but one of them's going to dive on top of it. 36-yard line. Maybe 37. Yeah, it looks like Martin Rezac. Oh, Daniel Bowdy, number 28, with the recovery. So the Indians will get the ball at their own 36-yard line, 3:36 to go in this first quarter. Ogallala got their first down of the game, last possession. Didn't get the fourth down conversion, though, on the next set of tries. So they'll go with Kane under center. Double tight, heavy formation. One running back behind Kane. Calls for it, gets the snap at the handoff to Nolak. You flips off one tackler, comes on the near side. The Cardinals forming after him. Quinn Bailey and Bryson Wright East meeting them in the backfield. That's a loss of three. And make it second and 13. Flip 3-1 tackler, and this Shattern team's key and heavy on run. They're playing. Shattern could get burned deep easily with what they're doing on defense right now. But they're not too worried about it with Ogallala. Their season high in passing yards came in the first week, which for their 3-for-5 with 63 yards. Did have three touchdown passes as well. So Kane will bring a man in motion, play action, fake the starter. Kane gets ripped down in the backfield for the big-time loss. That was Talon Jelinek. Goes from a 2nd and 13 now to a 2nd and 25, so that's a 12-yard loss on the sack from Jelinek. They make it 3rd and 25 in this Cardinal defense. They let a big one go first on the first possession. And they've been strong since. Ogallala now down 1 yard from that 75-yard touchdown run, just 74 yards total on the game. Shattern is already up to 115. So we gain under center, heavy tight set. Shattern with five on the line, scrimmage play action fake. Gain spins around, screen pass, faked it once, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Jacob Fanning. This will be a 4th and 25, and now I believe Ogallala will be forced to punt. Shattern will send Quinn Bailey back deep. No, they're not going to summon Quinn. I think Quinn's going to get a break right now, and he is. 1:54 to go, and that's the Nebraska Bank first quarter. 14-8 Cardinals. Touchdown earlier was only their third allowed on the defense side of the ball this year, 5th as a team. Two-man deep for the Cardinals. Punting it is Smith, and it's a line drive to Bryson Wright, who picks it up, cuts upfield. Brayden Wright, who's number 11, who cuts upfield, gets down to the Shattern Cardinals. 45-yard line will be a 1st and 10 Cardinals from the Ogallala Indian. 46-yard line. That comes up the offense. Ben Bailey with two rushes so far. A 5-yard run and a 31-yard run. He's up 67 so far, just 2 yards shy of his quarter average. Quarter average puts him out there in the top of the nation, and his total game average puts him in top five, not just in Class C1, not just in Nebraska, but the entire country, according to Max Press. And in the backfield is Tobin Landon, shotgun formation. He brings Bryson Wright in formation in a motion. It's a jet sweep to Bryson Wright, who gets across the line of scrimmage down to the 44, a 2 yard run for Wright. It'll be a 2nd and 8 upcoming for the Cardinals. Already three different guys have gotten the ball on running attacks. Quinn Bailey with 9 carries already in this first quarter. We're down to our last 80 seconds with the sun setting to our west. It'll be a walkout formation. Bailey brings Davidson in motion, keeps it himself after the fake handoff. Bailey gets about a good 4 or 5 yards, maybe a half dozen. It'll be 5 for Bailey, so that'll be a 3rd and 3 for the Cardinals. As we are now under 1 minute to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Shattern's been dominant other than one play for Ogallala, 75-yard run from Sawyer Smith. But it's been all Cardinals since. So 3rd and short, 3rd and a long one as around the shotgun is Bailey, brings the man in motion. It's a fake handoff. Bailey gets across the first down marker, across the 45. Maybe got to the 44, yeah, to the 44. So that's a 3-yard carry for Bailey. That'll be a 1st down as Shattern does not have to run another play in this first quarter. He only got down to the 44-yard line, so that's actually a gain of 4. Yep. 1st and 10 Cardinals, I think they're going to let this first quarter expire. Sawyer Smith, a 75-yard touchdown run on the first play of the game. 2-point conversion was good. 5-yard rush for Quinn Bailey. 2-point conversion was good, and a 31-yard run from Quinn Bailey. 2-point conversion was no good. 14-0 is your score after the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the second quarter. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Home team eight, Chatham Cardinals lead the overall Indians after the first quarter. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger. That'll be a first and 10 Cardinals out of the quarter break. Quinn Bailey gets the handoff from Southern Landon. Gets stripped up as he got across the 30-yard line. Sure, they mark him down on the 28-yard line. So it'll be 6-yard carry for Bailey. That's 76 yards in that first quarter. Now up to 82. Cardinals lead 14-8. Landon will come out in the shotgun. Buster behind the right guard. Doing watches on the far side. Bailey on the near side. He comes in motion. Landon gets snap, hands off to Bailey. He runs into a man, pops off him, and gets down to the 20-yard line. Give him 8 on that carry. That'll make it a first and 10 for the Cardinals at the 20-yard line for Ogallala. Got him looking to go up 2 scores after being down 8-0. Starts the game. It'll be 2 wide receivers near side. Bailey on the far side. He's scheming motion all out of this formation. Landon puts his left foot in the ground. Brings Bailey in motion from the far side. Gets snap, hands off to Bailey. Puts left foot in the ground. Cuts up field. Gets down to near the 10-yard line. Gets down to 11. So it'll be a 9-yard carry for Bailey. Already up to 14 carries. The workhorse averaging over 20s for carries per game this season. We'll have a second and a short one from just outside the Indian 10-yard line. It'll be a pistol set with Landon and shotgun. Bailey behind him, Buster behind the right guard. 2 wide receivers on the far side. And he gets snapped. It's a direct dive to Bailey. Puts up through tackler. Dives down to the 5-yard line. Next one carry for Bailey. That'll be a first and goal for the Cardinals. From the Ogallala 5-yard line. This is Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lenniger, second quarter, and Chatham looks to get up 2 scores. Chatham breaks the huddle. They're going to go 2 wide receivers on the far side. Brandon Wright on the near side. Tobin Russ on the far side. Bailey comes in motion. Snap toward Landon. Bailey jumps upfield. Didn't get to the end zone, but he did get 3 yards.
Also, tackled by a host of Indians, bringing up second goal for
Shatter. So it'll be a second and goal from the 3-yard line for Shatter. Of 14-8, meaning 6 feet, maybe 9 to get to the end zone. A little bit of confusion out of the call for the Cardinals. Buskers behind the right guard. Landon gets the snap at the handoff to Bailey. Runs to the right side. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Bailey with another 3-yard running rush into the end zone. He's up to 111 yards, and the Cardinals are now up 20-8. Saturn will go for 2. So they go as a formation. So it'll be a pistol set. Landed. Shotgun, 2 wide receivers on the far right corner. Man comes in motion. Davis gets the pitch out to Bailey. Could be a halfback pass. Bailey will keep it himself. Gets over the end zone. The official nearly takes the double. Rules him in. It's 22-8. Cardinals with 9:04 to go. And this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Lenniger, second quarter. We'll go ahead and take our first break for this message from our very own agent Brian Lindegar. Tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Lindegar, in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Ogallala Indians with 9:04 to go in this same quarter. Chase Thompson here with the Unified Valley Bank broadcast. We have member, when you belong here, member FDIC. JT Obando gets set to kick it off after Quinn Bailey ran in it for 5 yards out. 2-point conversion was good. Make it 22-8. Bando wins the ball flat on the tee. Fires it. Swift kick to the near side. Lee jumps on top of it. No, I beg your pardon. That was Kane. Went through his hands, but is able to dive on top of it. So it'll be a first and 10 Indians from their own 30-yard line.
The Ogallala Athletic Booster Club would like to recognize Ogallala Water.
American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And Chief Salon and Boutique, book your next chair appointment online with Chief Salon online or call 430-3686. Stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Oh, I'll have the ball at their own 30-yard line. First and 10, down by 16. Kane gets to have a dive up the middle. Since he got the carry. The other way, it's 3 yards.
Picking up 1 yard.
Hurts Quash. That'll be number 9. Yeah, it is Quash. He got 2 yards on the carry. Be a second and 8. For the Indians. Sun is starting to set more west on this hot, a little bit more humid down here. North of the Upland River Valley. And this game gets snappy. Pitches it to Smith, who comes on motion from the right, from the left side. Gets across 35 to the 37-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard carry for Smith. They get a 3rd and 3 for Smith for the Indians with 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. It'll be 3rd and 3 upcoming for Ogallala. Ogallala breaks the huddle. Shattern has 6 guys on the defensive line, 3 linebackers, and 2 defensive backs. Brandon Brusher, right, are your defensive back. Wayne Davidson. And looks like Kane Brusher playing the corners of the defensive line. They're the ones that need to stay disciplined as Kane gets snapped. Pitches out to Smith. Wright pushes. Smith back inside as he gets swallowed up. Gets maybe a 0.5 yard. That'll be officially a yard. It's going to be a 4th and roughly 8 feet for the Ogallala Indians. They can get this averaging 6.75 yards per carry tonight. Ogallala is. That includes the Kane 12-yard sack that he took early in the midway through that first quarter. Ogallala will come in under center. 6:50 to go in the first half. Okay, brings the man in motion. Smith, who gets the pitch, gets across the 40, got the first down. Down to the 43-yard line, so that's a 3-yard carry for Smith. The Ogallala Indians, first down only there. Third of the game. The second one of the game so far tonight. Shattern's going to go a little heavier up front as they just subbed in. Let's see what was. And Skane is under center. Wishbone look. With that flash behind him, Smith goes in motion from the left side. Gain looks things over again. Shannon didn't move an inch, so we'll see what they go with this call. No, Ogallala's going to take a timeout. Timeout to sponsor her. By Dunbar's U Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 6:05 to go in this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Leniger, for second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, first and 10, Indian, up next.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Overall, in the timeout, they're going to be looking at a first and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We belong here, member FDIC, on a hot and humid Friday night, 8th September here in Ogallala. 3-hour journey for the Cardinals. They do get Chase County at home next week for Alliance gearing on the road in Sydney to wrap up the regular season at home. And this game will go under center. Wishbone looks to men behind both right guard, right tackle and left tackle. It's a fake pitch to Nowak, but Smith gets it, gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. A 2-yard carry for Smith. It'll make it a 2nd and 8 for the Indians. Overall, likes to control the clock. They got 86 rushing yards so far. I think that's all their yards so far. We have to do attempts to pass. They didn't complete one last week against Gearing. In fact, their season best for passing is completed is 3, and that's happened twice this week. I mean, twice this year. Gaines under center. He brings Smith in motion, gets the pitch to Smith. Smith gets down to the 50-yard line. Or a rugby scrum happens at the 50-yard line. A gain of 4 for Smith. I'll make it a 3rd and 4.
Third down, 6 for the Indians.
They're going to give him 6. I mean, they're going to give him 2, so it'll be a 3rd and 6 on the 50-yard line. Yeah, that's about right, given where the chains are. We're under 5 minutes to go in this first half. Going up tomorrow here on 6 a.m. KCSR, beginning at 9:15 a.m. We got Nebraska. Husker countdown, 9:15 with a kickoff following 10. Nebraska at Purdue could be a swampy day. And West Lafayette, remnants of her game that just went through Florida, will be up in the area. Can't get snap pitches out to Nowak. Nowak cuts up field. Nowak has space down to the 45-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down.
5 yards on the play.
Gain of 5. And it's going to be close. They are going to give him the first down. First and 10 Indians. That ball is right at where the 6 were before they moved him. Clock gets restarted. We're down to 4 minutes to go in this first half. Kane under center. Nowak on the right side behind the right guard. Kane snaps it to Smith. Smith runs up the middle, gets across the 40, bounces off the Shannon tackler down to the 36-yard line, so that's a 10-yard carry.
That's
a, yes. He's up to 95 yards this season. I mean, wow, tonight. The season for Smith, he's at 406 on the season. It'll be a 2nd and 2 upcoming for the Indians. Again, under center, has flash behind him. Nowak on the near side, Smith on the far side. Nowak goes in motion, gets the pitch, the handoff up the middle. Nowak in, pulled down from behind, got across the 25. We'll see where they mark up.
It's a 15-yard
carry for Nowak. They are really quick to move in the chains. It's going to be first and 10 Indian at the Cardinals 22-yard line. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Shattern does get the ball to start the second half after Ogallala received the opening kick. Under center is Kane. Flash behind him. No walk on your side. Smith on the far side. They're both behind the tackles. As Smith comes in motion, goes right back to where he was. Play clock in down to five. Kane gets the snap. It's a handoff up the middle to Flash, who slips through a couple of tacklers down to the Cardinal 16. You got seven on the carry. It'll be a second and three for Ogallala. Kane goes under center. Flash behind him. Now walk near side. Smith on the far side. Smith goes in motion. He gets the pitch. It was a high catch from Smith. Keeps the line. Right guard in front of him. He gets down to the 15-yard line. It'll be a 5-yard carry for Smith. He's now up to 100 yards on the day. Him and Clint Bailey both have over 100 yards in this first half. Clock stop at a minute 50. They're going to get it running as Kane gets the play from Brent Bauer, the head coach. Prince Bauer, the head coach of the overall Indians. 90 seconds to go. Flash under center. Kane under center. Flash behind him. And a timeout. Yep, timeout taken by Shannon. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design top notch and buttery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here. In Ogallala, 127 to go in this first half. Cardinals winning 22 days. Two and more scores around the area. Jump on over to Six Man, see what's going on today. This fourth Friday, fifth Friday of the regular season. We're only 87 seconds away from halfway point of the regular season. So we do got to find a front bar listening area. Cody Kilgore took down Crawford 50-14. That game kicked off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And Cody Kilgore, Cody Kilgore, was on the team. And they're playing Baby Shark. I thought we got rid of that song a decade ago. Across the region, North County, defeated this year, 81-13 ball. Defeated Southwest 57-45 late. Modern execution that we've had on GTQI is late. Late 147-32. Whether Odell took down Houston 47-29. First and 10. 14. SEM Thunder, Evieville Miller is leading Mass the Valley with 2-13 late in the first seven. Silver Lake, Dean Sterling, 20-0. That'll be first and 10 for the Indians inside. Don Christina Smith got the pitch. It was the near side. Gets across the 10 to the 8. That's a 3-yard carry for Smith.
Smith, the ball taking 2 yards on the play. Second and 8 for Ogallala.
That'll be a second and a short, a long 8 for Ogallala. We're down to 60 seconds left to go in this first half. Ogallala is content with taking this half, with it being a one-possession game. Still taking their time. It's for under 1 minute to go. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. We got this first up. Look at scores from around the area. Talk about Nebraska and Purdue tomorrow. You're on just the KCSR. Kane gets snap. It's no one good way. It's counter up the middle. He got two. That'll be a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5 for Ogallala. Under 30 seconds to go, they're going to hurry up. They still can get a first down. It'll be close, though, to the goal line. They go quickly under center. Kane, brings a man in motion. Pitch to Smith, who runs up the middle. Up to a group of Shattern Cardinals. It's going to be close to the first down. He gets tackled at the 2-yard line. It's a yard and a half. Oh, I'll call a timeout. With 9.5 seconds to go, they still got room for a first down. Clubhouse is sponsored by Dunbar's U Design. Top notch embroidery, including hats, bottoms, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Third and two. With 3 yards to go to the end zone, the ball has a chance to bring within one score. Touchdown would make it one score with 6 points. Yeah. By 14. Way down by 14, so. So they do. We got one play to get the first down. We got 2 plays left timeout left to get into the end zone. Saturn, if they get a stop, has a chance to go 3 scores when they get the ball start in the second half. Blood the Foley, Floodlights and Foley taking over the pitch here in Oklahoma. Here we go. Big play. James under center, you got flash behind him, no line. And the right guard, Smith, beyond the left guard. James, Reed Smith in motion, gets down to the pitch to Smith. Smith rumbles toward the end zone, and he is in. Sawyer Smith with his second touchdown of the game, a 2-yard rush. Brings the Indians back with them 1 score. Overall, we'll go for 2. If they get this, they're only down by 6. Right now, they're down by 8. So they've ran this same look the entire game so far. This game is under center. No locks behind the right guard. Smith behind the left, and some movement. I don't know if they're going to give this one on. Denner did get an offside call on their first 2-point conversion on the point at the Cardinals, so it'll be another half yard. It'll be a half distance penalty. This did allow a lot to get in on the first one. So I'll go with Kane under center. Denner with now. All 9 yards in the box, 1 playing protect. No lock goes in motion. Chatter fake. 5 on the play clock. Kane has to hurry in. Brett Bauer is going to call a timeout, so they didn't lose 5 because the penalty would have been more than given that they didn't have to go half the distance. So they'll burn their final timeout. Timeout's Plunder, sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, ornament, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. It's actually a really big play in this game. That touchdown from Smith, marching in from 3 yards out, brought it back within 1 score, but go to all against the 2-point conversion, then touchdown tie. If they don't, they got to go for 2. Can't get it. That's if Saturn doesn't get it when they get the ball in the second half. 5.8 play to go in this. Real Nation, Brian Baker, second quarter. I got to do. Send your family. Count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian. Okay, goes under center. Zach Flash behind him. No walk to his near side. Gilby, no walk in. Chris Smith on the far side. Smith goes in motion. The handoff to Flash, who dives up field. Did he get it? I haven't seen the official signal yet. I'm not seeing one. What's the call? We got to make a call. It's no good. That's big for the Shadow Cardinals. Keeps it an 8-point game with 5.8 seconds to go in this first half. Shadow does get the ball. Start the second half. I think this half's almost over. I think what will happen is we're going to see a kickoff from Ogallala, and then Shadow will just sit on it. Go into the halftime break. We still got 5.8 cents to go. Shutter does have the firepower, though. If they want to try something, they can do it. Brent Bauer, the head coach of the All Indians, having a conversation with his team on the near sideline. It looks like Mike Fletcher on the far side talking to the Cardinals special teams. So Shattern's going to send two guys back deep right and brace on right. No, it's going to be Quinn Bailey who has the deep back for the return. It's your handy. I'll be the one kicking it off. Righty. Gets the ball down at their own 40-yard line, 5.8 seconds to go in this first half. 22-14. Man coming on late is Zach Flash. And he lines it up. We're ready to go. And it's going to be a screwed onside kick. This is a free ball, and it's a loose ball. Who has it? I think Ogallala has it. No, it's the Shattern Cardinals. That was a great kickoff. Braden Wright, he dives on top of it. Cardinals get the ball at their own 38-yard line. 5.3 to go in this first half. Colin Landon runs back onto the field. I had a conversation with him back on Tuesday as part of Sports Weekly. They really talented young kid. I was talking to his muscle last night. He was actually nervous Wednesday night. I thought, like, I did not, that was not my vibe with Tobin. I felt a quiet confidence of a kid that has the potential to be a great one. He's in a pistol formation with Bailey. Gets snapped. Pitch to Bailey. An outside halfback toss. Bailey cuts upfield, cuts back outside. This will be the last play of the first half, and he got down through the 45-yard line. 18-yard carry for Bailey. Ends the first half with the Shattern Cardinals leading 22-14. A really fun first half with the Oklahoma Indians striking first. Torrey Smith goes 75 yards to the house on the first play of the game. Shattern bounced back with two touchdowns, and Oklahoma methodically drove it down the field. Then the first half, 22-14, Shattern Cardinals lead. The Oklahoma Indians as we go into the halftime. Halftime will be sponsored by Shattern Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Go ahead and take a break. Come back and get going with halftime. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal football here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
Near the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Well, welcome back to the Overall. We're here at the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. 22 to 14 here at the halftime break. We've crossed out the hour. Here on 6 a.m. KCSR Chadron, Nebraska, and ChadronRadio.com. This first half was filled with everything, to be honest with you. Everything but a passing touchdown. Sawyer Smith for Ogallala took the first play of the game, 75 yards, a rushing touchdown to the house to make it 8-0. Ogallala, Quinn Bailey bounced back with a 5-yard touchdown rush. 2 points for good. We were tied up with 8 apiece. Well, in the first quarter, by the way, Quinn Bailey then ran in on the second possession for the Chadron Chargers, 31-yard touchdown run, 2 points to lose. That made it 14-8 after the first quarter. Chadron lead. I think Glenn Bailey got another 3-yard running touch, rushing touchdown. 2 point conversion was good on that. 22-8 was our score after that. And late in the first half, Sawyer Smith got himself a 3-yard touchdown run. 2 point conversion on that was no good. It is 22-14, our current score here between the overall Indian and the Chadron Cardinals. Look at our first half stats. Bailey has 129 yards. He's actually shy right now of his halftime average, which would be 138 on the ground. Braden Wright has 11 rushing yards, and Bryson Wright also has 2 as well. The Chadron has 142 rushing yards in that first half, 7.1 yards per carry. Overall, it's not far behind them, though, in the rushing category. Smith, 75 yards, all into the line, rushing lead. He's at 107, averaging 8.9 yards per carry with 12 carries in that first half. There'll be no walk in the 15-yard rush. He has 9 carries, but for 34 yards. Ian King got sacked in that first half for 4 yards lost. And Zach Flash had 9. In that first half. Noah Landon has the only passing attempt tonight of 37 yards. Completion for Landon. He did not throw anything in that first half. Chadron's at 21 plays in the first half for 179 yards. Ian Wallace, I believe, has about 20 or so plays in the first half with no passing yards. There's only 2 penalties in that first half, no turnovers. Both penalties were half his offside calls for Chadron. We still got about 12 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to the Chadron High School Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Ladies and gentlemen,
with some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
You know, what about Show Jay Fox hanging out here in the Five Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore back at the Five
Valley Bank. Number 21, 4 foot 4,
88 pound running back. Freshman covering
one for the area tonight. We've already got number 11.
8.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another break for tuning in. Shadron High School football here on 610 AM KCSR.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project.
stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Well, welcome back to Ogallala. We're at the halftime break. This halftime show is sponsored by Chadron Insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's take a look at what's going on for tomorrow here on 610 AM KCSR. We got the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Purdue Boilermakers playing in West Lafayette, Indiana. The remnant of Hurricane Helene will be affecting the game. So expect a lot of rain, and Purdue is not the quality opponent that Illinois was, we'll say. Nebraska is definitely the higher power in that game, but Nebraska's coming off a game where they got punched in the face and quite frankly did not respond in that game. So we'll see how they can do against Purdue. It's going to be rainy. That field at Purdue is natural grass. So see how Nebraska can handle the natural grass surface in West Lafayette, Indiana. A gorgeous stadium. They've since changed it since I was there in the fall of 2015. Still a gorgeous stadium, gorgeous field. Looking forward to seeing what happens tomorrow. We'll have the pregame coverage beginning at 9:15 a.m. here on 610 a.m. KCSR, with kickoff following at 10 a.m. If you want to tune in to KCSR and flip on the TV and relay the audio over the TV, the game can be seen on Peacock, which is streaming service provided by NBC. Coming up on Sunday, we have the Denver Broncos at the New York Jets. I was actually just reading a story about the Denver Broncos as we came back on. Came back from commercial with the Broncos on the East Coast. They were practicing over at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and they had to practice in a hotel convention center due to Hurricane Helene. They'll be up in New York at the Meadowlands to take on the New York Jets coming up on Sunday. Again, we'll have that game beginning at 9 a.m. for a pregame and 11 a.m. kickoff, and I believe that's also on CBS if you want to watch it on the telly as well. Sunday Night Football over on our sister station, 107.7 KBY FM and Shadrad.com features. Don't remember off the top of my head, actually, but I believe it's the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills, I believe. That sounds right, the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills as part of Sunday Night Football. Just going to confirm it. Yep, it's the Bills and the Ravens. That's in Baltimore. We'll have it going at 5:30 over on KBY Sunday night. We kick following at 6:20, and then on Tuesday, we have Chadron High School Volleyball over on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shadrad.com. We got the Gordon Rushell Mustangs coming down from Sheridan County to pick up the Cardinals. We'll have pregame beginning at roughly 5:50 Let's keep calling again soon. Go ahead and take our final halftime break. Tuning in to Chattanooga Cardinal football here at 6 a.m. KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chattanooga Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chattanooga Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chattanooga Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to Ogallala. It's second half about to get started. 8 seconds to go in the halftime break. The halftime show is sponsored by Chattanooga Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore back at the KCSR Platte Valley Bank studios in downtown Chattanooga. This third quarter will be sponsored by Grice & Schaefer Law. Grice & Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values for his in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chattanooga will get the ball to start in the second half. Up by 8, 22-14. Gwen Bailey, that's kind of where the show's really started to roll on. He had 129 yards in the first half. It's kind of been a theme throughout the first half as they play Sweet Caroline. We'll let the BA take over for a second.
There we go. One more time
here. Oh, good old Sweet Caroline to get us going for this second half. This will conclude the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. Chase Thompson here with you. So happy to be here tonight. Gwen Bailey will hang out back at the 20-yard line to return Braden and Bryson Wright. Actually, Shatter's going to go with three guys right at the 20-yard line to return the kick. Kicking it will be Handy, Richard Handy. It's a squib kick to the near side, and diving on top of it is Winkler. So it'll be a first and 10 Cardinals from their own 45. Shattering. Yeah, they gave up a recovery on that last, on the field kick before the end of the first half. They weren't fooled by that one. So it'll be a first and 10 Cardinals from their own 45-yard line. Back in the shotgun is Bailey. He's going to bring Braden Wright in motion. It's that just sweeps to Braden Wright to the far side. He got a hole, got to the Ogallala logo. Knocked on the field. Ball's on the ground. Who has it? Ogallala thinks they do, and they do. Braden Wright got 4 yards and got the ball knocked loose. And it's going to be an Ogallala first and 10. That is what you cannot have happen if you're shattered. Ogallala out of the ball in plus territory at the Cardinal 48.5-yard line. First and 10, down by 8, 11:51 to go in this Grice & Schaefer Law third quarter. It is cooled down significantly here in Ogallala. It feels a lot better than it did an hour ago. 11:51 to go. And Kane is under center. He brings the man in motion. Smith gets the pitch. He gets upended at the line of scrimmage. No yards. It'll be second down and 10 for the Indians. He did lose a half yard, but we'll go ahead and give him a second and 10. So it'll be second and a long 10 for the Indians. Kane goes under center, no walk beyond the right guard, right tackle, with Claire Smith beyond the left and Zach Splash in the backfield. The pitch, no walk, game in motion upfield. He gets across the line of scrimmage down to the 44 pass, 45 down to the 44. That'll be a 4-yard carry for no walk. So it'll be a third and 6. So it'll be a third and a long 5, maybe 6. Clock's ticking, 10:38 to go. As Kane will go under center. This is a score update for you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Nebraska playing UCLA in the first Big Ten match of the year. They're up 2-0. Dominated the second set, 25-10 or something like that. And we're going to have a Dunbar's U Design timeout taken by Brett Bear Bauer. Dunbar's U Design it. Top notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We got 10:15 to go in this third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for our first message from our third quarter sponsor, Bryson Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to high school football here on 610 AM KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Then 15 to go here in this third quarter. As Kane gets a snappy pitch to Smith, who came from the left side, bounced into a tackler, got down to the 39-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. Needed eight. Needed six, actually. Got four, so it'll be a fourth and two for the Indians. This is go-for territory if you're Ogallala right now. You know, Shatter gets the ball and starts putting on Clint Bailey's show. Probably not going to have a good chance. This is a big play in this game. You had a touchdown in the first half. Have a chance to put this game on its head. Only down, well, you're down by eight right now. Ogallala as Kane goes under center. They take their time. 5-10 count coming up from the back judge. Kane under center. No lock in motion from the top. Gets the pitch. Goes upfield. Gets swallowed up by the Cardinals. I don't know if he got it. It's going to be close. We'll see where they put the ball. He got down to the 43-yard line. I don't think he got it. I do not think he got it. I think he is about a half yard short, and the officials are going to call a timeout to measure. So he needed to get just past the 38-yard line. I don't think that ball is past the 38. That's just from my view looking through binoculars. So it was a fourth and two. He needed about 6 feet. I think he got five is what my guess is. And just seeing him stretch up the chain, I don't think he got it. No, he is short. It's a fourth down stop for the Shattering Cardinals. About a foot and a half short. And it'll be a turnover on down. First and 10 Cardinals. What a stop for the Cardinals. They give up a turnover on the first play of the drive. Turn around and go four and out on defense and have a chance to reset things on the offensive side of the ball. As it'll be Tobin Landon that comes out by himself, empty set. Quinn Bailey in the slot on the right side, wide receivers on each corner. So here comes Bailey from the right slot. Snap goes Landon. Bailey gets the handoff upfield across the 40 to the 39-yard line. We'll give them 41-yard line. We'll give them three. So it'll be second down and seven. Bailey now with 132 yards on the ground tonight. We landed back in the shotgun. Two wide receivers near side. That is Talon Jelinek on the slot. Bailey in motion. Snap goes back to Lane, and I think Bailey was already going upfield when the snap went back to Landon. So it'll be a legal procedure on the Cardinals. Bounce them back 5 yards, make it second and 12. Studio 308, Ignition Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Chatter Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it. Supportive chiropractic care at Chatter Chiropractic in downtown Chatter. Thrive Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ and Shadron at 308-430-070. So it'll be a 2nd and 12 for the Cardinals. And in the shotgun, here comes Bailey from the right side. He gets the handoff off Jet Sweep. Quinn Bailey has a hole. He slips off one tackle across the 40 to the 45. Quinn Bailey bounces through a guy, gets knocked out at the Ogallala 43-yard line. India. 19-yard carry for Quinn Bailey, and the Cardinals are rolling with the 1st and 10 on the Ogallala 43-yard line. They move these chains super quick here. So it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from the Ogallala 35. Cardinals are going right to left on your radio dial to begin this second half, same direction as they're going in the second quarter, as Bailey comes in motion from the left slot. Gets the handoff, gets upfield, jumps through a tackler, falls to the ground at the 40-yard line. That'll be a 3-yard carry for Quinn Bailey. His 21st on the night. Make it a 2nd and 7 for the Cardinals. Bailey now 154. Still 240 away from 5,000. 237 to be exact, from 5,000. I know, talking to head coach Michael Sandstrom, that, you know, it'd be cool if they broke it tonight, but they really want to do it next week at home versus Chase County. Celebrate it at home, as Bailey now will be in the lockout. Lane Davis becomes a motion. What are they calling on this one? Offsides on the offense? Okay, so we'll march them back 5 yards. It'll make it a 2nd and 12 once again. I don't think I've ever seen that one called. Unless they call Jelinek, who was the man on the line of scrimmage, or even one of the offensive linemen for being too far, but they usually just call little procedure calls. Let's go with the same play call. Davis goes in motion. To the far side, Bailey gets snapped. Uses Davis as a blocker, cuts up field. Quinn Bailey gets wrapped up at the 40-yard line, gets back to where he was after the first down carry. That'll make it a 3rd and 7. Quinn Bailey just added 5 yards to his total, got back the offsides on Shadron penalty. So Shadron in a situation where I think they're going for it. Yes, Quinn Bailey is one of the best punters. Hey, you talk about best running backs in the state. How about talk about best punters last week? And 3 punts, he averaged over 53.3 yards per punt. And his last punt was only 47, so he can punt the ball, too, if they need him to. It'll be 3rd and 7, and head coach Michael Sandstrom is going to be forced to call a timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar Zoo Design, top notch and brother, including hats, letterman's, jackets, and more. 5:16 to go, and the Scruggs and Chamber Law, 3rd quarter. Shadron with a big play upcoming. Up by 8. What does Shadron do? Tobin Landon's 1 for 1. 4 of his last 4 through the air. Shadron's even kind of morphed into a Quinn Bailey run. Quinn Bailey run offense, but Davidson's got some carries. Seen the right wins get a couple carries as well. Tobin Landon hasn't had a design run all season, but he's been sacked a few times. I think time that if you got some that you haven't shown on film yet, you might pull it out. Overall, a team that you cannot afford to lose to this season. I think they're going to end up at a Division II at best, maybe a Division III in terms of locker points, which is what we're going to see the playoffs at the end of the day when we come down in late October. So you need to get this one if you're Shadron. You don't get any bonuses for being on the road. You need to win this one now. As it'll be landed in the shotgun. You see the set that screams Quinn Bailey run, or even a land and draw. Bailey comes in motion from the right side. It's Ed Bailey. Counter. Bailey flips off one tackle across the 30. Quinn Bailey has some room and gets tackled down. 20. A 20-yard carry for Quinn Bailey. Makes it a 1st and 10 Cardinal. The EA guys sounded so disappointed with that. Quinn Bailey now has 179 yards on the game. 211 yards away from 5,000. Hey, I'd be shocked if he did it tonight. So actually, they got him down to 19. So that was 22 yard carry for Bailey. As Venom's at the 18-yard line. Snap goes back to Landon. It's a pitch to Bailey. Bailey cuts inside, cuts back outside. Bailey down to the 10-yard line. He slid down. He made a business decision. He got 8 yards. They're making a 2nd-and-2 for Bailey, 2nd-and-1. So that's actually a 9-yard carry for Bailey. Bailey's increased. Yeah. Like I said during the halftime break, Bailey only gets better and better throughout the game. You see a lot of his guts. He's not a guy who plows through players. He is one that goes outside and gets it done with his feet. He's just faster than everybody. He doesn't get tackled easily. He gets better and better throughout the game. As snap goes back to Landon, it's a direct handoff to Bailey. Jumps over his offensive lineman. Gets tackled down at the 4-yard line. So the 6-yard carry for Bailey. They move that down marker so fast, it's hard for me to tell sometimes how far Bailey's getting. It'll be a first and goal from the 2.5-yard line. 5 minutes to go in this Preston Schaefer Law third quarter. Three pistol set. Bailey behind Landon. Buzzy behind the right guard. There's a man in motion. Davidson hand off to Bailey. Dumps over the lineman. Gets it to the end zone for a touchdown. Cardinal. Glenn Bailey goes in for three yards out. His 2nd 3-yard touchdown in the game. His 3rd on the ground. Maybe 4th even. And the Cardinals are up 28-14. That's 4 for Quinn tonight. On the ground. 3 of them have came from within 10 yards. And the Cardinals are going to go for 2. Quinn Bailey in the Wildcat formation. Heavy set right behind the right guard and tackle. 3 guys behind him. Bailey gets snappy, just runs up the middle. Quinn Bailey uses his power. Fights for the end zone, and it's no good. 28-14, the Cardinals lead. The Ogallala Indians with 4:46 to go. And this Bryson Schaefer loss. 3rd quarter, we'll stay here with it. And Ogallala, center now up by 2 scores. Quinn Bailey up to 199 on the game. 7.6 yards shattered now. 2.15 on the ground so far tonight. Ogallala has had some success as well on the ground. 146 yards. Ogallala has yet to attempt the pass. Shattered 1-for-1 with Tobin Manning going 37 yards. On a passing attempt, it was Caden Busker. Busker got tackled inside the 5-yard line. JT O'Bandle will kick it off here in a moment. He's been laying the ball flat on the ground. We'll see if he uses the feet. I haven't been watching him put the ball on the ground, but seen him mix tonight between the feet and the knot. As O'Bandle goes out there, he does have a tee with him. He comes to the near hash mark. Back deep. It's Horace Smith. They do it. He's standing at the 15-yard line of the last 3 guys. About the 22. Bando with rocking the white helmet. Red Cardinal logo. White top, black shoulders with white numbers. Black numbers on the back and front. Black pants. It's all flat on the tee. Runs up, fires it off of the right foot. Good kick, it bounces off a man at the front line. Diving on top of it is Jack Cammon, the sophomore. It'll be 1st and 10 Indians from their own 44-yard line.
If
you're handy, you're 7-6. Yeah. 4:43 to go in this 3rd quarter. Ogallala breaks up. I've only seen 1 formation from them so far tonight. And it's been this one. So, right here. No walk. He now lean back down. I saw the right tackle and Thurman Smith on the left side. He comes in motion. Pitch Smith gets upfield. Uses his lineman to plow ahead for 7 yards. First guy to rush for over 100 yards against Cardinals this season. He's continuing to roll forward. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. 28-14 guards. We had giant mothers. Noah just flew some of the cheerleaders in front of us. They're all freaking out, dodging. It's kind of funny. As Kane is under center. Noah goes in motion. It's a drop back, play action, pass, right. Paying attention. Got his feet tripped up with a wide receiver. Pass is incomplete. They're looking for Morgan Donson.
Morgan Donson.
They completely got their feet tripped up a little bit. It was a double move. Donson looked like he tried to trip right, and right might have tried to do the same as well. Ends up being incomplete. It'll be a third and a long three, maybe four, for the Indians. Let me Kane on the center, no walk to your side. Smith on the far side. It's not flash behind him, but it's pitch to Smith, who gets pulled off the line of scrimmage. You get a yard. It's going to be fourth and two for the Indians. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yesterday, Shattern set a record high of 97 degrees. Today, we didn't get quite there, but it did get some 90s, both Shattern and here in Ogallala. My car was picking up 92 degrees when I got in Ogallala, and we've been feeling every bit of it tonight. Fourth and 5 feet. This has a very good chance of being the game. As we got Kane under center, no walk near side, Smith far side. It's not flash. That is Rockton Rizak as Smith gets the pitch from the far side. He gets enough for the first down. Keeps going to the 45-yard line. Give him five. He had to work his way to get those 5 yards. He needed about three. Got five. First and ten overall. Clock sticking under 3 minutes to go. In the stretch and Schaefer Law, third quarter. As Kane is under center, no walk near side. But on the far side, it's Rizak, and he gets the carry up the middle. Got two. Same flash, but I see Rocket Rizak. Still can't see you actually got up the file. Yeah, it is Rocket Rizak.
Excuse me, Rock Rizak
down the stairs. Got two. No, I got one, so it'll be eight. Second and nine. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Shattern, making home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about it. Ring in today at 308-432-6722. I didn't think Mother Nature knows what season is right now. Askin is under center. Smith goes in motion from the left side. He gets the pitch, runs upfield, gets across the 40, the 38, maybe down to 37. That's not enough for a first. That's close, though. Give him eight.
Okay, you're
yeah, that's about right. Seven. It'll be a third and short, third and 2.5. Scooter's Coffee tried their world-class espresso melded with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more, creating a perfect medley in a cup. The encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. American Legion. The Postal American Legion, including the American Legion and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of Shattern Cardinals. Third and two, under a minute to go in this third quarter as Kane is under center. Smith comes in motion, gets the pitch, he finds the edge, gets crossed down to the 30-yard line, give him eight. And they first down.
Picking up 4 yards on the play for an easy first down.
It'll be an Ogallala first down. First and 10 at their own 32, at the Shattern 32-yard line. Fox Stickman only got about one play left in this stretch, and Schaefer Law, third quarter. Teams have been blown by very fast. Teams have ran the ball. We've only had two passing attempts all night. And what do you expect, honestly, when Shattern's playing? Ogallala. Ogallala already has a season high for points against Shattern. Been through the ground attack. as Kane is under center. Brings no walk in motion. Pitches no walk in. Good play there by Tobin Ross. Talon Jelinek, a bigger run. I get those two mixed up a little bit. Tobin Ross, Talon Jelinek, but it was Talon Jelinek with tackle. He got a yard. Maybe not. Maybe not. It'll be a second in. Yeah, he didn't get anything. It'll be a second and 10 on the wall coming up again the fourth quarter. 28-14, Shattering Cardinals lead. Third quarter was sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back fourth quarter up next here on 610 AM, KCSR and ShatterAd.com. Fourth quarter coming up next here on 610 AM, KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Second and 10 for overall as we get the fourth quarter started. Pitch to Sawyer Smith. He comes to the near side. No, it's no walk. He comes to the near side. He gets called up. Didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
No walk.
That'll be a third and 10 for the Indians this fourth quarter. Sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank studio. On second in Bordeaux in downtown Chatterton on this. And Jet Rasmussen called it Refresh Friday this morning during Swap Shop. I might need a refresh after tonight. How hot it's been all evening here in Ogallala. As Kane is under center, third in 10. You walk on the far side. Smith comes in motion from the near side above. Rezac, and he gives a pitch, gives a couple of yards down to the 27-yard line. That'll be a 2-yard carry for Smith. Be a fourth and... Yeah, we'll give him three, actually, instead of two. It'll be a fourth and six. Smith now 20 carries, 142 yards, 1.7 yards per carry. And she is nearing Quinn Bailey on that number. Big play in this game. Down by two possessions, Ogallala. They don't have much power in terms of their pace. As Dan will go under center. Do both men in motion. They're going to get a legal procedure call. Legal motion. It's a throw to the near side. Fly came out. I don't know why they didn't blow that dead, though. Cannot have two guys in motion after legal shift on Ogallala. I'm assuming Chatterton will decline, which would get a first and 10 guard. They are going to decline. It'll be first and 10. For the Cardinals after the turnover on down. First and 10 Cardinals coming up from their own 28-yard line. Joe Peters roofing. We're thinking about any kind of repair. There really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters roofing. He's fun and boosty. Book your next hair appointment and online with T-Spawn Online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Go Shattering out of the ball at their own 28-yard line, first and 10. Philbin Landon. gets the snap, pitches it to Bailey. It's halfback toss to the right side. Bailey cuts up field, now cuts back outside. Glenn Bailey gets ahead of steam. Ron threw a guy in gain. He just ran right through him. It's a gain of 10 for Bailey. We'll wait to see where the marker ends up first. Gain of 9 for Bailey. My goodness, Glenn Bailey just ran right through Ian Kane. Got an extra yard out of the deal. Laid out the punishment as a result. Glenn Bailey over 200 yards for the fifth time this season. He's rushed for over 300 twice. Take a pretty incredible fourth quarter to do that. It'll be a pistol set. Landon brings man in motion. It's Bailey who cuts up field. Quinn Bailey cuts to the near side. Quinn Bailey looking for Pater. Quinn Bailey looking for a 62-yard touchdown. Gets ripped down at the 3-yard line. His season-long carry now of 59 yards. Quinn Bailey, the show rolls on. It'll be a first-in goal shattering. He just gets better and better throughout the game. His previous long was 22 yards. Oh, that came on his 23rd rush. Before then, 18 yards. Now 31 was on his ninth. He's now 267 on the night. That ranks top 10 all time in rushing yardage for a single game in Shattern history. He just does it every single night. As Landon gets the snap out of the pistol, Bailey gets the handoff. He gets tackled up the 2-yard line, a yard. It'll be second to Duke Cardinals. If Quinn Bailey was 4 inches taller, this would be a Division I level prospect. His speed, his quickness, his vision is as good as it gets. But because he's 5'8 and only about 160, going to be another Danny Woodhead. Has the potential to be. I don't think he's quite as fast as what Danny was. But he has the makeup with him. He's a school record holder in weightlifting in almost nearly every weight, every lift, as Bailey gets the pitch left side, walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. He has two, his total on the night with a 2-yard carry, his 6th touchdown of the evening. He's responsible for all the touchdowns. But Bailey has the records in nearly every lift in Shattern High School. He's a 2-time state champion. Has won Class B, has won Class C. In fact, he won Class C at 160, won Class B at 154. I might be off by weight class in each. I think I might be high if I'm off. But he's a 2-time state champion wrestler. There's a very good chance at winning a third. And he's going to be playing Division II football or wrestling at the Division II level. He's been very quiet on his plans as Landon gets the pass. The snap throws the back corner. 2-point conversion is no good. 34-14, the Cardinals lead the Ogallala Indians. 8:15 to go in this one. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn. You're tuning in. Shattern Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shattern is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
.15 to go in the Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios at 2nd and Bordeaux in downtown Shattern. 34-14, Quinn Bailey now 270 yards. Yeah, it's going to happen next Friday. He is right now 121 yards from becoming the 60th man in Nebraska football history to rush for 5,000 yards. Now, I'm saying that as unofficial right now. J.T. O'Bannon lays the ball flat on the tee, kicks the slip kick, going down the 35, and one of the Indian players is going to dive on it. It'll be first, then it'll go off from their own 35. But Once you get 5,000 in this state, you know, you're number 60 all time right now is what you are. But the list of 50, that's only about 200 yards. The list of 40, that's another 200, 250 yards. Right now, Quinn Bailey is averaging around 279 per game. He's going to probably end up around that. Unless Michael Sandstrom decides to call a night, he's at 30 carries on the night. So he's actually just shy of a season average right now. But Shadron's up 20 points, and I think this game might be in Sharpie right now. That Shadron's going to be 5-0 with Chase County coming to town next week. As Gain is under center, Noah comes in motion. He's running toward the edge, gets to the 35, gets hammered down by Lane Davidson. He's got five. No, that was Russ and Wright. Finished him off. So it'll be a second and a long five. Clock's rolling. Clock's ticking. 7:40 to go. Coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show. Wrap this one up. And I think tonight, by the way, this game has been going. I don't like giving my player of the game award to Quinn Bailey just because he does a lot, but and Cheddar might be offside. No, they got back in time. Play box turned down. And this game calls Smith in motion from the left side. He gets the pitch, goes upfield. It's tackled up 39-yard line. That's four for Smith. It'll be third and one. Well, let's go ahead and do it with 7.5 minutes to go. Service Barbershop. Donnie Dotson and Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. My Service Barbershop player of the game is going to be Quinn Bailey. We haven't finalized the book on him tonight, but right now he's sitting at 270 yards, averaging 9 yards per carry at 59, which is a season long. That last possession, that gave Shadron a 20-point lead in this game. As Kane is under center. And it's a pitch to Nowak, who cuts back counter to the right side. He gets popped at the line to gain. Yeah, I think he did get it. So it'll be a yard. So it'll be a first down. It'll be first and 10, Cardinals. With 5:50 to go, and the tight end dump incomplete pass from Kane. He was looking, we couldn't see who it was, but it was a tight end, number 81, Jacob Fanning. It's incomplete. That'll make a second and 10 for the Indians. Gain 0 for 3. He was 0 for 6 last week in gearing, so he's 0 for his last 9 through the air. 5:50 to go in this one. 20-point lead, 34-14. Cardinals in the lead. As under center is Gain. He brings Smith in motion. Smith gets the pitch and gets across the line of scrimmage, gets 3. Now up to 149 on the ground tonight. Five and a half to go. Shadron next week has Chase County at home. We'll get a score update from them here in a little bit, but Chase County is hosting Alliance down in Imperial Lake. Indians starts at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. Chris County third in the district standing. Shadron and Sydney tied. Shadron's playing Gothenburg. Looks like they're going to get the dub again tonight. As Kane is under center, brings Nowak in motion. Fish to Nowak, an outside pitch. He gets the 50-yard line down to the 49. That's a gain of 3. It'll be 4th and 4. 4:45 to go.
And gets the play from the near sideline. It'll be a fourth and a long four. We got 4:20 to go in this game. Double wing back formation. It's a pitch coming on your side. No lock. He's going to run out of space. He's going to get tackled behind. A loss of 10. And it's turnover on down. Submitted by the Ogallala Indians. Shattern Cardinals will have first and 10 from the Ogallala, the 40-yard line when we come back. 34-14. Tuning in to Shattern Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
First and 10 Cardinals on their 40-yard line of the pitch. Up and landed to Quinn Bailey, who runs into a guy, got sick. Now it's 276 on the night. .350 to go in this one. It'll be second and 3, so they give him 7. Bailey now to 277 on the night. We're gonna sit down at the end of the season and look at the record book. Go through Max Press, go through Tom Marshall has for all-time records. Quinn Bailey might be all over the top 10 leads. As the handoff from Tobin Landon and Lane Davidson, he gets across to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 4. His first carry of the night. That'll be a first and 10 Cardinals. Clock ticking, 3 minutes to go. Just going to let this clock bleed. It'll be Davidson in the backfield with Landon in the pistol. Landon gets snap, hands it off to Davidson. Davidson gets across the 25-yard line at the gain of 4 for Davidson, who's in line to be the starting running back next year. I think that's it for Quinn Bailey. We got 2:30 to go in this one. Shattering, starting to rotate offensive linemen. John Pencil, Tobin Meyer out for the night. Didn't see that become much of a difference. I think we did on the defensive line a little bit more so than the offensive line. But hopefully John is back next week. Chase County, 2-2, taking on the Alliance Bulldogs. Assuming to be 3-2. Come back. Come with us to Shattering. Come to Cardinal Field with us next Friday night. Go at 5:30 with kickoff following at 6. That's another 3-yard carry for Davidson. Yeah, I think when Bailey's done for the night, he's going to finish with 277 yards on 31 carries. An average of 8.9 yards per carry. And guess what his average was coming in? 8.9. Guess what his average was per game? 279. And I might be off about half dozen or so yards. I was talking to the PA guy during the last break, and he said he thinks he had 6 more than what I have. So put him at 283. For the night. Love his average, so I'm pretty confident my number is right on. As it'll be 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals, 75 seconds to go. Got about 2 more plays of this game. Get the first down, kneel on it. The handoff to Davidson up the middle. Davidson gets crossed from the 15 to the 14. That's an 8-yard carry for Davidson. That'll probably do it for the night. Got to snap the ball 2 more times for this game to be over. Coming up on the Fitz 7 post-game show, Fitz 7, no excuses, just results, open 7 days a week. We'll wrap up this game. Talk about my service barber, player of the game, barbershop player of the game, that's Quinn Bailey. If you're listening, Donnie, I can't wait to see you next week. But, yep, and Shadron's going to come out in victory formation. They got to snap the ball one more time. We got 40 seconds to go. Play clock 10 comes up. Tobin landing goes under our center. We're going to put this in the stat book because it'll be a loss of a yard, maybe two. That'll do it. 34-14, the Cardinals. You woke me up on August 30th and told me that they were going to be at this record. I'd be like, no way. No way. You got Broken Bow. You got Gothenburg. You got Mitchell. You got an Oklahoma team that last 2 years that beat you. No, I wouldn't have told you that. I think they were going to be 5-0, but guess what? That's where they're at. And they got Chase County coming to town next week. Unbelievable start from the Shattering Cardinals. Quinn Bailey, the show rolls on again. 34-14 is your final score, and that's official from Ogallala. The Cardinals are now 5-0. The Indians dropped to 1-4 in the season. They go to Sydney next week. What a night for the Shattering Cardinals. Just a great night. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western, West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Fit 7 postgame show. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Football here on 690 AM KCSR.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
Hear the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night, or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Well, welcome to Ogallala, Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. We have Brad Moore back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank studios in downtown Shadron. It was a 34-14 win for the Shadron Cardinals over the Ogallala Indians. Quinn Bailey puts on another show, 277. Averaged 8.9 yards per carry on 11 carries. Just does it again. He had all touchdowns for the Shattering Cardinals. The game started with the first play from scrimmage. Sawyer Smith going 75 yards to the house. The two-point conversion was good. It was 8-0 over the wall at one play into the game. Quinn Bailey then had a 5-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion, good side up at 8 apiece. Quinn, and this was all in the first quarter, by the way. Quinn Bailey had a 31-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was no good to make it 14-8. Shattering. Then the second quarter started, and Quinn Bailey made it 22-8. Cardinals, after a 3-yard touchdown rush, Sawyer Smith got into the end zone for the Ogallala Indians. A 3-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion was no good. It was 22-14, Cardinals going into the halftime break, and that was it for scoring for the Ogallala Indians, as Quinn Bailey had rushes of 3-2 into the end zone. 2-point conversions on both tries were no good, and the Cardinals win 34-14. Quinn Bailey with 5 touchdowns on the night for the Shattering Cardinals. So far this season, I'm going to look at this real fast for you. Coming into tonight, he had approximately 11. He now has 16 rushing touchdowns on the season. As one of the top point scorers, not just in the state of Nebraska, but the country as well. He ended up about his averages for yards per carry and yards per game tonight for the Shattering Cardinals, a 34-14 win. The Ogallala Indians, Kelby Nowak, had 37 yards on the ground. Sawyer Smith had 149 yards on the ground tonight. They ended up with 184 rushing yards. They didn't complete a pass their second straight game with no completed passes. Eden Kane went 0 for 3. Tobin Landon went 1 for 1. Well, they had 4 passing attempts throughout the entire night. It was a completion from Tobin Landon to Kaden Busker, 37 yards, that set up the short touchdown run from Quinn Bailey in the first quarter. It was done at that. Then ended up with 350 yards. Ogallala ended up with 184. We had 2 penalties on Shattern, both raft distance penalties on 2-point conversions. Ogallala cleared one, didn't get the other one. And the Cardinals, Ogallala committed a shift on a 4th down conversion. They didn't get it anyway, so Shattern declined it. So that was kind of it for the set of things. There was only 1 turnover on the night. Shattern did have a fumble as they lost on the first possession of the second half, but didn't come back to haunt them. It was a fumble in the middle on the first play of that from one of the right swings going up the middle after a jet sweep. 34-14, your final score here from Ogallala. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back, talk more about what's going on for the world of Shattern High School sports. You're tuning in to the Fit 7 postgame show here on 610 AM KPSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Well, welcome back to Mid 7 Post Game Show. No excuse, just results open 7 days a week. 34-14, the Shannon Cardinals taking down the Ogallala Indians to move to 5-0. The first time since 2021. Yes, we're going to continue saying that until they get the Cardinals top 10 in the state between the coaches poll and the Lincoln Journal Star poll. Do it again tonight against Ogallala. Quinn Bailey had a monster night, 279 yards on the ground, led the team. Next week, Cardinals host Chase County, who is decimating Alliance right now. I'm sorry, Alliance. Two teams go beat on right now. But Shattern will host Chase County, who will be 4-2 on the season when they show up in Alliance. 3-2 on the season when they show up to Shattern next Friday night. We'll be live with that game with Shattern Community Hospital pregame show beginning at 5:30 and kick following at 6. I would highly advise you tune into this game because most likely we're going to see a very historical mark hit next Friday night at Cardinal Field. Quinn Bailey is roughly 110 yards off in the 5,000 mark. He's 60th man all time, whether it be 6, 8, or 11 man. I will have the number for you for next Friday night on what it is in terms of 11 man history, what it is for schools that you can associate as D1 level history. Now, schools have changed enrollment numbers over time and levels, but we'll give you kind of a current look of what it'd be if all these schools were current today. I'm got a lot of prep work to do for that, but we'll have that. And then, I want to confirm this, but hopefully we can get this done that after that for Sports League coming up in the second week of October, we're going to have him and Michael Sandstrom on Sports League to talk about his career and what he's done in making that mark. But anyways, speaking of Sports Weekly coming up on Wednesday night, we're going to hit 6:06 out at the winery at the Western of the Country Kitchen. I'm Shattern State representatives on the show for the second time this year. Should be a fun night out at the winery. We had C.J. Bach last week and his daughter, Tegan, and Bryson Bickle along with Tobin Lane. That was a really fun show. Getting to talk to those two players and Reagan and C.J. Bach, I beg your pardon. Last Wednesday night, we had a great moment that really was heartwarming here, and that's with Tegan and CJ talking about what it was like for Tegan to be playing in the state tournament and CJ to be able to follow her and coach her throughout. That was one of those heartwarming moments for the show and really made me happy to be able to do it. We'll go ahead and take our final break and come back for one last time. You're tuning in to the Fit 7 Postgame Show here on 610 AM KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Shattern Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattern and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattern Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shattern Avenue in Shattern, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Well, tuning in to 6 a.m. KCSR after the lights go out and
Hastings, we're about to shut the lights off here from Ogallala as the Cardinals win 35-14 over the Ogallala Indians. Tune in to 107.7 KBPY to check out the rest of the Hay Springs versus Sioux County if they get it in. I just got a text from our own Jeremy Anderson saying they're having power issues over in Hay Springs as they try to finish that game between Sioux County and the Hay Springs Hawks. But Shattern Cardinals will take on Hay County. Join us at 5:30 next Friday night. Join us on Tuesday night over on 107.7 KBPY, FM, and Shattern.com for volleyball. Gordon Rushville and Shattern. I'll be there at Birdcage. Can't wait for that one on Tuesday. Trying to get things going around 5:50 and 6, but we'll see. That's how volleyball works. You all know it by now. Sports Weekly on Wednesday here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR with CSC. And, of course, next Friday is high school football. Stay tuned for Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. Husker Countdown leads into kickoff following it then. But for Brad Moore, hanging out in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios, I'm Chase Thompson saying good night from Ogallala. The Cardinals win 35-14. In high school football here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
with me. Can I take your love for truth? There comes a time in every man's life when he needs a little proof. So show me something different, something I ain't never seen before. This time, instead of getting up and going home to him, just get up and close the door. Just get up and close the door and say you'll stay with me tonight.
I know it's foolish taking all this money. misery. But when it's you, fool, I'll always be. I know that you've been fooling around on me right from the start. So I'll take back my ring and I'll take back my heart. And when you're tired of fooling around with two or three, come on home and fool around with me.
In the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
Car problems? Listen to the Motor Medics and Under the Hood, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday mornings on AM 610 KCSR.
I've spent my life looking for you. finding my way wasn't easy to do, but I knew there was you all the while, and it's been worth every mile. So lay down beside me, love me and hide me, kiss all the hurting of this world away. Hold me so close that I